In the name of Jesus, the chief shepherd. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, was writing the truth of God's word to a dying world. He wanted the proclamation of Christ's sin-atoning night of death and death-defeating Easter morn resurrection hope to be heard and believed. In a time hauntingly similar to ours, a time of terrorists in the world and errorists in the church, he wanted the people of God scattered across Asia Minor to hear the law that always accuses the sinner and the gospel that soothes the soul of the penitent. The preaching of the law to you this morning is easy. To be convinced of this, one need only look at the Lord's call extended through his church to some of you recently, or the supplemental diploma vocation with its list of authorizations and obligations, or your upcoming ordination vows with their promises and subscriptions. Indeed, to whom much is given, much is expected. You read 1 Peter 5, and the law is applied. There are those temptations to use your office in order to be domineering over the people of God, or to be engaging in greedy games for shameful gains. Repent. In sorrow and condition, recognize your pride, humble yourself, and know that your cry, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death," is heard. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Indeed, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord, for your salvation is not based upon the number of deeds done, nor because of your works. Your salvation is not yours because you are a pastor already or preparing to be a pastor. Likewise, your salvation is not denied because of the number of transgressions of his holy law. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not because of works, lest any one of us should boast. In addition to your salvation, though, there is another blessing given to you, hinted at here in 1 Peter 5. Often there is a loneliness in the pastoral office that is numbing and awakens a man during the dark hours of the night. It is brought on by our old sinful nature and the old evil foe accusing our conscience. This is not unique, and you are not the only one suffering like this or soon to suffer like this. Peter knew that your adversary, the devil, prowls around, seeking someone to devour. Likewise, Peter, a fellow shepherd, indicated the blessing of knowing that there are many men like you when he wrote, "Resist him, the devil, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering is required of your brotherhood throughout the world." You are the member of a brotherhood that is dispersed throughout this world. The things that happen to you on account of preaching the law and the gospel and the administration of the sacraments as Christ has instituted them, these trials that you are experiencing, whether or not you deserve them, are not restricted to you. God knows that it is not well then for you to be alone. And in addition to the Lord being with you as he has promised, he has provided the brotherhood. And that brotherhood includes other men who are servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Behold a brotherhood whose members are scattered across the face of the earth. What a comfort and assurance that these are there and that there are these others. But please know this also. The brotherhood not only extends geographically, but also chronologically. You were called, or God willing will be called, to the Lord's church as one of his pastors, and you are pastor of Christ's church on earth for a certain period of time. Only the Lord knows how long. A pastor likely remembers the day when he spoke the invocation in the divine service for the first time, but seldom does a man know when it's the final benediction. However, there will come a day when you will no longer be able to lead the flock of God entrusted to your care, and unless the Lord returns during your watch, another man will take your place, even as some of you are taking the place of those before you. Would that each of you at the end of your ministry might be able to join the apostle in saying to the church, I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. Many pastors have preceded you. While you may have met a few of those pastors who preceded you, most of them are only known to you as they have been revealed by God or in the annals of church history. Do you not remember that one pastor who, after attending the work at his altar, was invited by a farmer from the congregation to come out into the field? There the farmer rose up and murdered the shepherd, Abel. Or do you not recall that one shepherd who was faithful in preaching the righteousness of the Lord for so long in that huge church, and yet only 8 members therein? Noah. Then there was Moses. Oh, and Joseph, the shepherd sold into slavery. And David, and David's son and Lord, the chief shepherd, Jesus himself. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to name all the other pastors who have gone before. Men like Nathan, Timothy, Clement, Martin, Johann, Alvin, and most recently Jonas. But wait, we have in our possession this morning a letter written long ago and addressed to you from one of your fellow pastors in this brotherhood. Here again, this word of Peter has a fitting conclusion to this homily in the midst of this Good Shepherd week. So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is to be revealed. Tend the flock of God that is in your charge, not by constraint, but willingly, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not as domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will obtain the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you that are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares about you. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering is required of your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, establish, and strengthen you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen.